Hi, and welcome to GamerCast, episode 168. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And I'm Catherine.
And this is the episode for the 6th of September, 2009.
So have you guys played Section 8 yet?
Nope.
No.
I was a little bit dubious of this game. I watched the kind of CG opening sequence, and I was like, well, this is cool. Yeah, I like this. And then I watched the live action, and I was like, it looks like Unreal Tournament. I know it's the engine, but it just looks like Unreal Tournament in the future. And I was a little bit unsure to play this demo, but I've had a go, and I'm impressed. Don't know if I'm impressed enough to buy it, but I'm impressed.
Well, first, let's start with the letter, shall we?
Yeah, normally you put that on the show notes. I'll start with the letter.
Yeah, you didn't.
I don't need to put it on the show notes because I've got it in massive block letters, like in huge paragraphs on my screen.
Yeah, but Adam can't see that.
Well, if Adam had OneNote, like every other sane person, he would. So anyway, to start off with, we have a letter from Nick.
Chapstick.
A.K.A. Chapstick.
Sweet.
He says, Guild Wars 2 info and media was also released at Gamescom. Surprised you guys didn't mention anything about it.
I couldn't care for MMOs at the moment.
I play World of Warcraft.
Yeah, but I couldn't care for them at the moment.
I do my daily cooking quest. Which I haven't done. I'd better do that, actually.
Not right now. Will you? Don't.
He also goes on to say, also, good episode. Yep, it is a good episode. You should have Catherine on more often. She's a nice medium between Paul and Adam. So that's nice. Right, we also have a letter from Killy Pants Mafia, who says, hello guys and girl, I'm back after 2 months in Turkey. Should have visited Cyprus. And 8 episodes behind. I agree with Nick. 'Twas nice to hear Catherine on the show. Have you seen some of the new trailers from PAX, ODST, Forza 2, Assassin's Creed 2, etc, etc?
Forza 2. I think he means Forza 3.
Yeah, Forza 3.
I'm really disappointed.
Looks like good stuff to me.
One of the things I watched was the Assassin's Creed 2 trailer.
Okay, I haven't watched any of them.
I haven't watched the other stuff, but I watched the Assassin's Creed 2 one.
Adam, have you watched any of them?
I've watched ODST and Assassin's Creed. I must admit, I think I was one of the few people who actually played Assassin's Creed and actually liked it. I could see where it went wrong with the fact of its repetitiveness. But I must admit, I'm very up for this one. It's got a very good feel, and the whole setting for it, there's plenty of rooftops to be running across, so I think I'm going to be happy with the game.
What about ODST?
Don't get me started. That game's not coming out quick enough. Well, actually, I'm glad it's coming out when it has, because I've got no money to buy it at the moment.
Are you buying the copy with the controller, or just a copy?
It depends how much more it comes with a controller.
It's, I think, £60. It's quite a nice-looking controller.
Is it any different apart from the colour?
Yeah, it's got, like, writing on it and, like, circuit kind of look to it. Look on the game website.
Let's have a look. I must admit, I don't know I'm all up for a new controller, considering I've already got two... what do you call it?
Controllers?
Yeah, I got two black ones from Elite, so...
Well, I've got, like, 5 controllers, but I thought it looks quite nice, so I pre-ordered it.
Yeah, you can never find a controller when you need one.
Or one with batteries.
Yeah. Straight away, my brain goes, I'm going to have to start saving up for it, and I was also going to have to buy a battery pack for it. Have a look. Pre-order ODST. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's a green one. Oh, that's quite snazzy.
I thought it looked quite nice. Kind of like the Halo console.
Yeah, I'd say it's very, very similar. I quite like that. The only thing is, if you got a power pack battery for it, it's just going to stand out like a sore thumb. I suppose the black one wouldn't look too bad on the bottom of it.
You can just use batteries, though.
No, I never use batteries.
Get a massive tub of batteries.
That's what we do now.
I just
all our battery packs are just dying from being charged too much. Yeah, they're all like
3 and 4 years old now, so they're starting to show their age.
And you pretty much just play with it plugged in all the time, and that's really annoying.
Yeah. Oh, I must admit, actually, I've got 3 controllers. I've got a white USB one, but that one's ready for dismantling when I get round to building the fight stick. Which I will get round to when I've got room. All my stuff's been put into storage while we're getting ready to move.
Okay. So thanks for those letters.
Yeah, nice to have them.
Now, you can, of course, send us feedback by visiting the website at gamercast.net and posting a comment on there.
Yeah.
You can also
follow the Twitter feed. Is it a feed? No. The Twitter.
Twitter thing.
Which is just twitter.com/gamercast.
Have you been updating that?
I updated at the start of the week. I haven't done a huge
and
amount.
And then you stopped.
Well, then I got tired a lot. And did, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, but, I will update it every now and again, though.
But it's being updated
and,
anyway.
And we were retweeted by the guy who made... I made a game with zombies in it. And he posted the link to the episode as well. Which was nice of him.
That's cool. Zombies!
Yes. Did you check that game out?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Put it on your list, dude.
Okay.
Zombies. It's only like a 40 MB download, so...
And you'd only need to play it for 10 seconds to know what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I no, I'll leave that. It's in the show notes. I won't talk about it. Right, we're going
Shall
on
we
to...
move on to Section 8?
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Section 8. I won't get into the story because it's just kind of like one of those generic, yes, we're these people and they're their people and we're going to shoot each other. But yeah, it's quite cool. You're in kind of like this mechanized suit, armored suit, kind of like the Master Chief sort of thing. I presume there is some sort of story mode, but I've been playing it on multiplayer because that's all the demo does at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a very feel to like Battlefield, where you've got the different units that you're going to play as. But each one is customizable. So if there's none there you like, and you're kind of like, well, actually, I'd like to go down and I want a knife and a grenade and I want to be able to carry a sniper rifle and a rocket launcher, you can do if you want to. I wouldn't recommend it. But you can mix up the units, bits and bobs, as you feel free. Now, you know, like when you play Battlefield 2 or any of the Battlefields, you always end up with that map, and you kind of say, I want to respawn here, or I want to respawn over there. What this does, it gives you a cursor that allows you to scroll around the map, and as long as you don't pick an area that has got a red circle around it, it says that that is in the area of the gun turrets for that base, you can just click anywhere you want, and then all of a sudden you realize that you're not looking at the map, you're actually looking at that area from orbit. And then you literally drop as your suit, and it gets closer and closer to closer. And all of a sudden, it comes up with the A buttons ready for you to hit break. And when that comes up, you're pretty much in vision as this burning white dot in the sky to everyone else in the game. And determine when you hit break will mean you're going faster, closer to your landing spot. So you leave it to the last minute, you can land down really quickly, and no one will try and shoot you in the air. But it takes you a few more seconds to actually stand upright and carry on firing. Where if you break really soon, you can have a good look around as you're coming down to land, and then you pretty much can go into it straight away. The suits have the ability to have running speed and jetpacks added to them. Some of the units have them as standard. It gives you the ability to jet over walls onto top of buildings, or at least get higher ground. When you click the run button, if you've got the running speed added to the suit, all of a sudden they will lock their gun to the suit and run at an incredibly fast speed, which is quite hard to trail at if you're shooting someone with it. But one of the other advantages is when you're using the suit and you use the zoom, you get so many seconds of automated lock-on, so you can push a lock-on to the person and you can just fire and you will always hit them, and it lasts for so long. But in some respects, it means you're always hitting at the chest. You're never hitting headshots. So there is advantages and disadvantages to locking on. And also, if you've got a rocket launcher, if you lock on, it shoots where the guy is, not where the guy will be if he's running. So if you're trying to shoot someone running, it's best to not lock on and shoot in front of him. the environment's quite good. It's running in the Unreal Engine. And you get kind of like cash for killing stuff and for doing a certain parts of the mission, which you can pick up like a special HUD that comes up and you flick through lots of things you want to buy. So I found like a gun turret. I found a massive big mech suit, which is classified as a vehicle. And you can have that drop down to you or drop to an area with friends, and then you can get in it, run around, and bigger armor, more machine gun fire and stuff.
So basically, it's some sort of action game.
First-person shooter, blow the crap out of stuff. It's kind of like Battlefield, but majorly in the future, wearing mechanical suits, and you can run incredibly fast, jump jet over things, and you've got really cool weaponry. One thing that was quite nice were a lot of the add-ons. You have this thing that allows you to cloak yourself, but you don't cloak yourself to the eye. You cloak yourself to scanners, which means you don't come up as a little dot on someone's radar, and the automated gun turrets in bases won't shoot at you, so you can get up close and destroy them. You also have the ability of one of them fires out this what looks like... It looks like a green highlighter pen. That's the only way to describe it. It looks like you're shooting a highlighter pen out of your arm.
Okay. And what that does,
when that lands, if anybody of the opposite team walks near it, they pop up on your radar so you can target them. But if anybody comes in a visual range and you shoot them, they automatically target. It means that anyone else can target. Or if you walk in front of a gun that's automated, then you pop up on the radar again. So as long as you're a line of sight by a person or something mechanical or one of these scanner devices, you pop up on the radar and people know where you are, even from the dropship. So if you die, you can look at the map and go, ooh, there's two of my teammates. Ah, there's three coming right behind them. I'll drop right behind the enemies. And you can literally hit a joint squad. And, well, in action, you'll just hear this, and you'll look behind, and one of your teammates will literally drop straight into the concrete right next to you, stand up and start shooting next to you. So the whole respawning has got a reason for it, and it gives it quite a nice element, because now and again I kept hearing this noise, look up, and you can actually see players dropping out of the sky in their suits and landing straight onto the floor.
So is it any good?
I couldn't stop playing it. I was actually playing it most of the afternoon, and I was really getting into having a go at it. But straight away I was thinking, this just feels like Battlefield. I would actually quite happily have this as a multiplayer-only arcade game like Battlefield is. I know it's going to come out as $39.99, and to be honest, I would need to see what the single player is, if there's certain type of missions, or it's kind of like Halo, where you have multiplayer, and then there's like a first-person storyline that you follow. I don't know. To be honest, this looks like a good game that should have come out earlier in the year. It's too close
and
to
maybe
the release.
For what, £20?
Well, at least say that it comes out at $39.99 and you'll see it in the shops for $32, and I probably would have bought it. The only problem is it's too close to ODST release, and it's pretty much the same style of thing, and the whole idea of it's about dropping out of a dropship, stuff like that, it seems too close to what ODST is. And I'd much rather play ODST, spend my money on ODST than buy this game.
Alright, so, yeah, carry on.
No, I was going to say, I would definitely say I recommend the demo, because of the fact there are a lot of people playing it at the moment, even if
you're
not going to
buy it. Is the demo free?
Demo is free.
Good.
So, I would say, go try Section 8 demo, have a blast with some people online. You may end up thinking, actually, I'm into this sort of thing, I'll get it. Myself, I'm waiting for ODST. I'm not spending any more money until I get that.
Alright, Adam, we get the picture. You like Halo ODST. Shall we move on to Trials HD?
Yeah, finally had a go at this. You're right, it's just like Excitebike.
Yep.
I want to get Microsoft points just for this game.
Luckily for us, someone in our house has bought it, so we can now play it without having bought it.
It's good. I do like the fact that I literally didn't make the jump, and the guy would literally chest or chin another ramp and just slide, and his body all deforms and stuff, and I was just like, I'm quite liking this. And the controls are very intuitive. I'm quite liking the whole leaning back and leaning forwards and being able to swing the bike around in the air. Yeah, I'm very impressed with Trials. A lot of people have been telling me, like on my Facebook to get this, and I was kind of like, side-scrolling, old school. But this, it's got that feel and look of new while still being a classic game, because it reminds me of Excitebike on my Game Boy, and I love playing that. So yeah, I must admit, very impressed. This is on my, it's on my shopping list to buy. Definitely on
the shopping
list.
Okay, well, I might play it sometime this week.
Yeah, I'll play it as well.
The full game to get some gamer scores.
My team's got about a third of them so far. Some of the stuff's quite hard though. There's like an achievement to do one of the levels without changing your balance. So really just driving through it. And he spent
so it's more about your acceleration.
Yeah, so he spent about half an hour, 45 minutes getting that achievement. He was determined to get it though, so.
Yeah, the great thing about it is being able to, like, on the jumps, you've got to get the transitions right, so you land pretty much both wheels simultaneously, full throttle, and you don't over-lean the bike forwards or backwards, so you get enough speed to make the next jump. And it's kind of like, on some of the levels, I noticed it's a lot like Sonic the Hedgehog, where when you were playing Sonic, you would either go up onto the higher level, the lower level, or the medium level, and it would be different bad guys as you're going along. This is very similar in the sense of, depending how you make one of the jumps, will put you up further up higher, which gets you to the end of the level quicker, or you end up lower down, and there's more things to get the bike over to get to the end. So, and also, you have to get a different gold achievement for getting to the end with only falling off once, and you have to make it in, so, you know, a minute 30 seconds or something like that. So yeah, it's quite a skillful game while still being absolutely hilarious. I keep finding the fact that when I found out there's a button that makes the guy jump off the bike, I started making him do it over explosive bikes. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, moving on.
I wanted to just talk briefly, that's the word I was looking for, about Katamari Tribute, which is coming out on the PS3 in... Oh, next week? I think it comes out next week or the week after.
Is this a disc game or a PlayStation Network?
It's a disc. It's a PS3 exclusive.
Okay.
It is really, though. Have you played any of the Katamari games, Adam?
No, I can't say I have.
No? Okay.
I have.
There was Beautiful Katamari on the 360.
I have.
And then there was two games on the PS2 and then one on the PSP as well. Although,
right.
I have now found out after playing this, because this one's a PS3 exclusive because it was supposed to be like a HD version or something, it is really just the 360 version with a few added bits and bobs. Well, it's a different story, but I have been playing it in Japanese as well, so it's a little bit confusing at times. But, the levels are exactly the same, and that really
sucks
because I was expecting something actually different. It looks nice. They've kind of made it cel shaded and the layout's different, but yeah, I would recommend getting it, although I think it's coming out like £50. I will be buying a PAL copy, but not full price, I'd imagine. But there's not a demo on the English PSN. There's a demo on the Japanese PSN, if anyone wants to play it. There might be a demo on the American as well, but I don't think there's one on the English. So, yeah.
That's a question I was going to ask. Do you know if it's possible to actually run off any of the English PlayStation 3's Japanese disc games?
Yes, because my copy of Katamari Tribute is Japanese. You can play
or
anything. Yeah, PS3.
So I got the 40 gig.
Yeah, you can play anything that's Japanese PS3 on the PAL consoles. It's a region-free console. Some games are region-locked. I know Fear is. And like some NHL games. It depends
right.
on the publisher.
Right.
But pretty much
but
all games...
Are the ones that have been locking it been putting it actually on the box that it's a region locked game?
No. They still have the regions on them. Because, of course, the Blu-ray discs have their own regions and the games have their own regions. but it is a region-free console. I've got like 3 Japanese games for my PS3.
Everything's region-free now.
Not everything.
Excellent.
Some things are. Some 360 games are, but not many of them.
Yeah, but that's the same as saying you just said the PS3 is region-free, or so is the Xbox 360.
To a certain extent.
To the same extent as the PS3.
Well, a PS3 is more region-free than a 360 is.
Yeah, but that's up to the publishers.
Well, yeah, not many 360 publishers allow them to be region-free. That, and you can play Japanese Blu-ray discs on a PS3 as well. Or you can play what I've gotten so far, even though they're supposed to be specifically region-locked as well.
Oh, that's cool. For playing the card games down in Yeovil, my mate goes down there a lot, and he said that they've got an English PlayStation 3 in there, but they're playing this new Japanese beat-em-up, and it's only out in Japan release at the moment. I cannot remember what it's called. And
Moving on.
Yeah, it just kind of got my thinking, can I actually play import Japanese games and actually work them on my PlayStation 3?
All PS3s are region-free, so you can play them on any PS3.
Just check to make sure the game is region-free.
Yeah, so just search on the net or look on PlayAsia, because people review things.
Yeah, that's cool. What did you guys think of, just throwing to me in here now, the PlayStation 3 update?
I haven't actually had a look
what
at it
update?
Yet, because I haven't played any games recently.
Yeah, they've updated the software so that it matches the same as what's released with the new PlayStation Slims.
I read about the iPlayer being on the menu or something.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. You'd think that it's actually a proper interface, but when you click on it, you realise it's just sneakily open the browser and shove you straight on the webpage.
I haven't actually been on my PS3 for a week or so. Sadly.
And they've changed the background screen as well.
Yeah.
So, you know...
it had the line, kind of.
The wavy lines, and then they changed it so it's multiple wavy lines now. Well, now you've got sparkly bits. It looks like someone's shoved glitter in a snow globe.
I always have, like, a wallpaper, so...
Yeah, you won't notice any difference when you see the update apart from the... if you go back to the classic one, when you click on original, you'll see that it's got glitter on the screen. It's a bit weird. Sorry, I just thought I'd throw that in there because I just remembered the update.
Should I mention about what Katamari is, or just leave it?
Briefly say about it?
You're this little guy called the Prince, and you're rolling a sticky ball, which is called a Katamari.
I call it a rubbish ball.
It's a Katamari. And
it collects rubbish.
You're just rolling around the world, picking things up.
I played it. Yes, I played it on the 360. Yes, I know what you're on about now. Yeah, my mate was going about Katamari now. Yes, he's got it when he lives in Canada. So when we went out to Canada, he was like, have you played Katamari? I'm like, Kata what? And he's like, yeah, you got the sticky ball. And I'm like, no, I don't know about the sticky ball. So he got it out and let me have a go at it. And I'm just running around with this sticky ball collecting stuff, and the ball gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. That's the only time I've ever experienced it. But that's cool. That'd be quite tempting on the PS3.
It looks quite nice as well, so. The music's not as good as the originals. Which is crap. But, yeah. There you go. Yeah. So people who didn't know what it is may now know what it is if they've had anyone ever talk about it.
Yeah. Guy pushing the big sticky ball around collecting rubbish.
Yes. I'm talking about the next thing as well. And the next thing after that. And the thing after that. And the thing after that. Okay. I just wanted to talk briefly about Borderlands, because I mentioned it at the end of last week's show, but didn't have a chance because I remembered it last minute. You look really bored. Have you looked into it at all? No? Okay.
Not heard of it.
I mentioned it briefly, as I said. It's a RPG FPS.
Okay.
The level structure seems to be like Diablo. So you have a randomly kind of generated level that then you go around. You can do, I can't remember how many player co-op. I think it might have been 4 players.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of guns and stuff. I just thought it looked quite nice because it's cel-shaded and the way it looks. I don't know. I'm kind of interested in it.
I do like the idea of using random generated levels, because I quite like that when they shove that sort of stuff into... Have you ever played on the Dreamcast, Phantasy Star Online 1 and 2? Yeah, coming from something like that, I just like the idea of having the... You don't know what you're doing. Everything's always new and fresh to you as you go in. Some things were always similar, but normally it was very random generated. I quite like that, because it reminds me of... The only one I've never liked that's like that was Dark Cloud on the PlayStation 2. It was kind of Legend of Zelda, but the dungeon changed every time you went in there. But at least it gives it that fresh feel.
Yeah, and then you never know what you're doing as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to mention it.
What's that coming out on?
PS3, Xbox 360, and PC.
Cool. Okay, multi-release.
I also wanted to mention, I don't know if you've heard about it, but Dust 514, it's something up your alley, because you've played Eve, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's made by CCP, and it's a console MMO they're making that also, I'm not sure if it talks to Eve, or it has something related to Eve, or if it's coming out on PC as well, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it is, I think it's slightly more FPS.
Okay.
As opposed to Eve, and it's, I'm not sure how to describe Eve.
Yeah. Eve, it's like, what's that game that me and you play on the PC? Homeworld.
Freelancer, as well. Is it kind of like Freelancer?
Well, Homeworld is a strategy game, entirely.
Yeah.
Eve is more like Freelancer or X3 or X2.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say, yeah, it's like X. It's just about you're outside of the ship and you scroll around it and then you can click and go somewhere. But it's one of those games where if you really like playing the DS, it's a good game to have, because you're traveling somewhere and you say, I want to travel here, and then your ship will warp between the jump gates and then jump to the next zone, and it will do this automatically on autopilot, so you quite happily sit there and you can either read the internet or read a newspaper or play on your DS. It can get quite boring when you're actually traveling. That's the only problem I had with the game. But that's cool. So it sounds like they've probably built it in the Eve universe if it's connected some way.
Yeah, I think it is. I haven't seen too much on it. There was a developer video released recently, but other than that, it's just been some concept art, which is of inside a big spacecraft thingy.
That's the thing, I like Eve, but Eve is a little bit more than what we have to shove into World of Warcraft, and I just don't have the time to be committing myself. It's the sort of game I wish I'd found when I was a young teenager and I'd spend hours and hours sat in my room playing video games until my eyes bleed. I don't have the time to commit to that sort of game now.
Nah.
So something in that sort of universe, but a little bit more console-y, would be quite cool.
Yeah, but yep, that's pretty much all on that.
The Wii Internet Channel was now free.
Yep.
By Internet Channel, we mean web browser.
Which is what?
Yeah, we got
Opera?
Opera. We got my mate to work to download this, because it took about 3 days of him constantly asking, how do I get to it? And we having to write it down so he could find where the shop was. Didn't even know what we were talking about. He just plays games on it. He's not tech savvy. Eventually found it, and then he came back and said, I've bloody got to pay for it. And I was like, well, I said you may have to. I can't remember if it's free or not. And then we told him that it was free, and he went and bought it, and he was like, yay, I can get my Facebook online.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not having a part of my laptop. And I was like, yay, joy for you, get an iPhone.
Dude, are you downloading stuff?
No.
Because your voice is really bad quality.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, let me see if anything's been downloaded.
I'm not there.
The thing is, our internet has been down all day, we've only just got it back.
Mm.
There's a big issue in
Yogle.
It's been
really funny. Should I talk while he's doing this?
Yes, you may talk away.
Okay, because originally the Wii Internet Channel was free from when the Wii launched till about
And then
March.
I bought a Wii.
Yes, I know.
And then 2 seconds later, you had to pay for the fucking thing, and I just bought the Wii for the browser.
Yes.
So I was really tempted to go back to the store and get my money
back. Shut up, you bought the Wii because you were made to buy the Wii. Yeah, and then it was free until March, and then from March till now, or a couple of weeks ago now, actually it had to be about a week ago, they decided they'd make it free again, probably with all their competition and stuff. I don't know why. But apparently anyone who paid for it can get a download of a free NES game. I'm not sure if it's a predefined game, or if they just let you... Well, unless they just reimburse you the money back, or... Actually, no, they wouldn't do that, would they? I don't know.
They might reimburse you back with the money into the account, because when I bought stuff, you spend real money, and then you end up with the points sat in your wallet. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to reimburse you in the wallet, which means you can't do anything with it other
just
than
buy
spend
something
it.
Else, yeah. Which and maybe it's like...
For a NES game, or put it with some other points to buy something else.
Yeah, so it's probably like the equivalent of a NES game, or the price of a NES game even. That's about the Wii channel, though. I can't see the show notes.
Yeah, so now you can browse the interwebs on the Wii.
Do I sound better? Free. Yay, nay, do I sound better?
I don't know, you're not talking enough yet.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, you're better, whatever. All right, let's move on.
Yes, there is streaming music.
Because some people have to make rum truffles.
Yep. Or finish rum making them. Yeah, I'm making truffles today. Ooh. For
me
my bake-off at work.
Me and Sarah are making ginger vodka.
All right, that's very nice. Moving on. Since we do have to make the rum truffles, Brutal Legend.
Okay, on Friday at work, we had... some games to play that aren't out yet. And I got the chance to play Brutal Legend. And I thought it was really cool. It was actually the full game. I'm not sure on what I'm allowed to say about anything. But I thought the write-in was good, even though a few people have argued with me about that. The combat was a bit... what's the opposite of fluid?
Jerky.
It was a bit jerky, yeah. So you'd end up hitting air when you were like doing combos and stuff. It's also kind of weird because the A button, you don't jump with it. Is it A? Mm. The bottom one? 360?
Yeah.
Yes.
A is the green button one.
ABXY.
You don't jump with it, but I thought it was a really nice little game. I'll be getting it because Charlotte really wants it as well. But yeah.
It does seem like to rock music is that sort of you can get on with the content.
Well, yeah. The only thing is, though, I don't like Jack Black, and I'm not a huge fan of heavy metal. I just want it for the game and the writing, and it looks nice as well. The visual styling of it is quite nice.
From what I saw, it always felt like it was like the third Evil Dead film, but with rock.
Yeah.
That's the way I kind of took it, you know. Guy goes back, ends up back in time, and he's basically going to kick ass, you know.
I suppose it's
like
similar,
yeah. Like,
I always kind of thought it was a bit like the, a bit more of, what's the game? Yeah, I can't think of the name of it. Full Throttle, there you go. Because the guy in it looks like the guy in Full Throttle. I can't remember either of their names. Are they both called Eddie? I'm not sure. But, yeah. It's a nice game, though.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are really looking forward to it. I know someone at work is majorly looking forward to it just for the fact that it's got Jack Black in it and it's heavy metal because he loves that sort of thing.
Yeah. It will sell a lot due to that because I think loads of people like Jack Black, so...
Yeah, I think it's different. A lot of games have been very similar to other stuff, and I think certain people want something a little bit more different, as it were.
The gameplay in it is quite normal for like a kind of hack and slashy kind of game.
Nothing new there.
Not really. The driving's a bit kind of like Banjo-Kazooie driving. Not that good. But it's alright, and I'll give it a go when it comes out. But it was fun playing it beforehand as well.
What about Beatles Rock Band? Because you got to play that as well, didn't you?
I didn't play it. I watched it being played. Oh. but it's really cool because you can have three microphones at once.
Really?
Yeah. So you can be a Beatle or each. I can't think of how many Beatles there are. But you can only still have, is it two guitars?
Right.
Is that how many you usually get in Rock Band, or do you usually have one guitar? Can you have
two?
You can have two.
Yeah.
Two guitars, one drums, and the microphone.
I know Guitar Hero has two guitars, but it's one's a guitar, one's a bass guitar,
yeah,
mic, and drum kit. That's all Rock Band thing.
Because, like, I know a few people at work wanted to accommodate three guitars, because then you could have the three singers and the three guitarists at the same time, because you can do mic and guitar at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I thought was quite cool. And it seemed really good, and I'm going to buy it. Because I like the Beatles, and there's a Rock Band in this house, so I can use the drums and microphone and stuff. So yeah, I look forward to getting it on Wednesday if we get it in at work, which will be cool.
Yeah, because the whole Beatles thing is happening on 090909, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that's about. What is it about? I'm not...
It's about the re-release of the re-digitized Beatles tracks being released.
Oh, so
they're all being re-released on CD. All re-digitized and everything. So it's to do with the fact of that all being re-released and the Rock Band being released.
Yeah.
But there is a rumor that because for some strange reason Apple is doing their Apple thing on the same day, that there is something going on with them as well. It's been rumored that there's either going to be a Beatles official iPod being released or something to do with the downloadable tracks, because Beatles can't be on iTunes.
Can they not?
No, but after the release of these tracks, because they've all been put back into the official hands, I think it's John's wife who's got them now. But
yeah.
Because it's been re-released, it means that iTunes will be able to get hold of, and any other places that are like iTunes will be able to get hold of the Beatles tracks.
Mm.
So it's a big Beatles week sort of thing, and on BBC they're doing lots of documentaries about the Beatles and stuff at the moment. So it's a big thing for 90909 for the Beatles.
Okay, because I wondered why it was coming out on the Wednesday, because I thought that seemed a bit weird.
Yeah, it's all to just be in line with this whole Beatles thing, to get everything, because everyone's going to be going Beatles mad all the way up to Christmas for presents.
I imagine it's going to sell quite well as well.
A lot of people will want to rebuy them just for the fact that you're going to get them in good high quality again. And the fact that for once again you can buy them, because I don't know when the last time the songs were released. An official aspect of it, so I don't know how long ago. It might be like the Beatles collection. I don't know if you're able to buy the album singly on disc, or if you can, you have to order them or what. I don't know what the case is, because I'm not a big Beatles fan, but yeah, it's a big Beatles thing this week.
I'm not like a humongous Beatles fan, but my mum liked them, so I like them, and yeah.
Hang on a minute, dude. You said iTunes and other stores can't have the Beatles on.
Oh, it's something to do with that, or...
I'll tell you what it is. It's because the Beatles never wanted to be on Apple's stupid iTunes bollocks. That's what it was. And yeah, because Apple renegated on their previous agreement with the Apple Corporation, or whatever they're called. I'm looking at the Zune Marketplace right now, and they're on it. I'm sure if I go to the Amazon one, it would be on there.
Amazon has a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
Amazon's
An Apple computer, as they were formerly known as, issue.
Yeah, I think it had something to do with the fact that anything goes on the Apple's website is the, what's that, DRM?
It's nothing to do with the DRM. It's to do with the fact that Apple infringed on a previous agreement they had, because they shared the same name as the Beatles recording thing, because Beatles used Apple for their recording thing, and the agreement they reached in like the 80s or early 90s was that Apple couldn't move into the music business.
Right.
That's why there's a big tiff between them.
Okay.
Well,
because Apple computer just moved all over
their
territory.
Why didn't you say that earlier?
Yeah,
I wanted to check on the Zune marketplace to make sure they were on there.
Okay.
Before slamming Adam down.
What I listen to on a podcast about
today. Oh yes, an Apple podcast, no doubt, with their propaganda view of history.
I'll
fuck off, Falco.
The Beatles may be on the Apple announcement thing. But anyway, it's a Beatles thing. So.
Who cares about the Sonic Beatles?
One thing I wanted to moan a little about is the fact that all Rock Band and Guitar Hero games come out on their own. What, Solace at like 45, 50 quid?
Yeah, what a rip-off.
Whereas SingStar, you get like 20 quid.
You know,
how lame is that? That's for little girls.
Unless you get the pay full price and you will always get the microphones with the game.
Yeah, but it's like, they release their Solace ones at 20 quid. Why can't they bloody do that for Rock Band and Guitar Hero?
Because people will buy it.
I know people will buy it, and I know that I'm going to buy it, but it's it would be nicer if they just released them a tiny bit cheaper, because not everyone wants to buy the whole band in the box again.
Right, I have to do a shout out to Falclaw, who's nagging me to do this live. Tough, we're not doing it live today. Right.
We're already halfway through it.
Moving on, shall we?
To Adam.
I was going to say, Guitar Hero 5's.
But yeah, that comes out. Well, I was looking on the game website, and apparently one version of it comes out on the 9th as well.
Yeah.
The rest comes out either the Friday or a week later or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, if you buy it, I think it only comes out with the guitar, and if you get it with the guitar, you get a free copy of World Tour.
Okay.
Which is bizarre.
That's a bit
weird.
Which
is annoying, because I already have World Tour, and I'm like... Yeah, this is no good to me. But I think it's their way of they're trying to get people back in to it, because I think a lot of people have got annoyed with it. But yeah. Right, moving on. Batman Arkham Asylum. Have you managed to have a good go at it yet?
No. I got up to... Where did I... Oh, the bit with the elevator. Remember? Because I played that night.
Okay.
That's how far I've gotten, though, because I've only played it once. When was that? That would have been Monday. I haven't really played any games this week.
I'm near enough at the end at the moment.
Yeah. No one in this house has actually played it since. Because they've been busy.
I've really got into it. I've had to have a stop now and again and carry on playing Fable 2 because I knew that I'd complete it too quickly. So I'm trying to give myself little breaks on it to slow myself down. But, it's got definite replayability now I've gone through it, because I was having a word with my mate, Gary, and he's got to the end. And once you've actually completed the game, you can just go back into Arkham Asylum, and it's free open to just go about, mind your own business, and just beat people up as you're going around.
That's cool.
So what you do is, as you're going through, you'll get the Riddler things come up. So if you're, not in the mood to actually go through and do the Riddler stuff, you can go back and do it afterwards, so you can go through freely from any building to building trying to work out the Riddler's riddles. And once you've picked up all of his little trophies, and you've also taken photographs of all the different things you're supposed to take photos of to answer the riddle, you unlock more of the challenge modes. So a lot of the challenge, I thought the challenge modes would unlock as you do them, but I found out completing a challenge mode does not unlock a new challenge mode. It just gets you a score for it. So you have to complete the Riddlers to unlock the challenge mode. I've had a go with the challenge mode. They're quite good. It's just basically like going into a room, either doing stealth or in a situation where you have to fight.
So many until they get killed and stuff like that.
So they'll put you in a map and you have to take out everybody coming at you, and then you'll go through like three rounds, and you have achievements to achieve where you've got to get a certain score by each round. And then the stealth one, you'll have a room to clear in stealth, but there'll be three things you have to achieve. So one of them, you'll have to do a stealth kill with no one knowing you're there. And then you'll have to do one where you have to batarang someone in the head, then knock them out. And another one, you have to blow up someone, either using explosives or blowing up a wall to knock them out. And as long as you complete all of those, then it's all depending on how quickly you do it. And each map, the stealth one, will be different ways of taking someone out. So I saw one of them, which was quite like a difficult one, was to use the sonic batarang to attract someone's attention. And as they walk over to the sonic batarang, you have to be round a corner, crouched down, connected to the wall, and do a stealth takedown as they walk past you. So you have to take people out in certain ways in a quick time to get onto the scoreboard, sort of thing. I had a go with the Joker. He is really hard to do, but quite fun. You basically...
Have you got the PS3 version, then?
Yeah. And when you play as the Joker, it's basically like you've escaped and it's guards walking around.
Oh, okay. And
you've got to basically knock them all out, but you don't have the same abilities as Batman because you can see through walls, but you put on these funky glasses. But the glass the glasses are selectable, like you select a Batarang, which means you can't walk around with them on. You basically put them on, have a look, then you take them off and carry on moving. And you can't, you don't have a grappling hook, so you can't go anywhere Batman can go. So it's a lot of kind of Metal Gear Solid style, sneaking up to a wall, taking someone out, and you've got a gun with one bullet in it. So, and then you've got some teeth that you can put down, so you can have the teeth jumping around and they distract someone. You go up behind them and knock them out. So that's quite fun to play, and it's the same. It's exactly the same map. So I think it's basically punching the crap out of people and stealthing.
That's really cool. Because I couldn't get the special edition with the special stuff, whatever, on the PS3, because they'd sold out and taken it off the game website. So I could only get the 360 version, so I can't get the Joker.
Yeah, it may be... I don't know how long Sony have got the rights to have that as a download, because basically it doesn't come with the game. It's actually on their marketplace network download.
Yeah, but like, because I haven't got it on the PS3, I won't be able to get it.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is because it doesn't actually come on the disc, it's actually on Sony's network.
Yeah.
It means that maybe later on, Microsoft will allow to get it. I wouldn't be surprised if it's on a delay, so hopefully in the future you may get it.
It might do, but is it free on the PSN?
Yeah, it's just it's just free downloadable content.
I doubt it'll be free on the 360.
Yeah, it might make you pay for it. But one of the other things was, because it's got the downloadable content there, it looks like they're going to be adding the more downloadable content for this game. Now, my mate said he wouldn't tell me what the ending of the game was, but he says it is very open for either more downloadable content or levels or a sequel to this game to be made.
Yeah, I heard it had an ending similar to Bioshock. Well, that's what it has been described to me like.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it, because if they start doing... I must admit, I wouldn't be that up for, say, new challenge modes. They'd be cool, but I'd be up for, like, more scenarios where all of a sudden you play as Batman again and it's a different bad guy that's out, because I have found that Mr. Freeze is in the game, but not as a character. You basically see his cell.
Oh, really?
So you walk past a cell... And it's got these, it looks the same as the cells around it, but it's got these massive big generator above with all these pipes, and it's got steam coming out of it, like smoke from it being so cold, and it's got all these icicles around it. You can't see in it, it's just a reference to Mr. Freeze. And there is a reference to the Penguin in there as well. Okay. So I'm kind of hoping that because they've gone through a selection, that they might go and maybe do some more downloadable content with another character breaking out in the same maps. But because the maps are already there, it would be quite easy to set up each map individually with different things to achieve to put away another bad guy, because there's a very large amount of bad guys in the Batman thing, especially the fact it's connected to the comic book, this game. It's going to have plenty of content to actually work off. So I'm hoping some really good downloadable content comes out later for this game. So, fingers crossed.
Yep. Stop playing that. What have we got? Okay.
Something about GTA?
Yeah, they released the trailer for the new expansion slash patch. It's not patch. Expansion slash episode thing called The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yeah, I've
Have you watched the trailer?
I'm trying to download it at the moment because the internet had gone down, so I only got halfway through and I haven't finished downloading it yet. Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, I watched it earlier. It doesn't really explain anything. It shows a few things and says some stuff, and it's to a piece of music, but when I was watching it, my sister was like, you know, I have no idea what the hell's going on with this.
Yeah. I imagine it's kind of like a first glimpse to get you interested before they start explaining what character you'll play as or whatever. I am liking the fact that they're showing that GTA 4, because it's on the 360 and PlayStation, can be expanded on without having to make a new one, because they've always shown that they can make loads of add-ons on the PlayStation 2 and Xbox for the GTA games, and it's just a new release game, where at least this, with this console, they've got the perfect platform that you go out, you buy the game, and then instead of having to buy another game, you just buy the electronic add-on, which works with the sandpit already created, and you just work from there. So, have you played the one previously?
Lost in the Damned?
Yeah.
No, I haven't yet. I should have bought it when it was on Deal of the Week recently, but I didn't.
I haven't got all the way through it yet, but I must admit, me being a biker, I absolutely love it. The fact that I can get on a motorbike whenever I want. I must admit, it makes the mobile phone really good because you don't have to keep friends with anyone because you already are friends with them.
Yeah.
So you're not having to call them all the time. You just call them if you want to. And one guy will turn up in a car with loads of guns and you literally just go, yeah, I want to buy this one and this one. Another guy you ring up and he will put a gun of your choice in the clubhouse and you go collect it when you want. And then another guy, you literally go, I've lost my ride, and he will turn up with a friend and drop off a new motorcycle, jump on the back of the other motorcycle and ride away and just leave you a motorbike there wherever you are, and you're back up on a set of wheels. So they really pushed it so that it wasn't like, oh, you're on a motorbike, oh, you've broken it, so it's going to be ages before you ever get on a motorbike again. Steal cars, because it's more you're a biker. They really gave an emphasis of being able to get that lovely chopper back and just cruise around. But yeah, that's a definite have a go at. But yeah, I am curious about this Ballad of Gay Tony. I'm kind of hoping it's kind of got that Grand Theft Auto 3 sort of vibe of the whole, you know, respect the family sort of.
I'm not sure if it does, because from looking at the stuff, it was saying they're introducing parachutes. Apparently they were in San Andreas.
Ooh.
So you can use parachutes. There was something with a helicopter and it had a train attached to it and he was climbing inside the train. From the looks of it though, you might be playing some character called Lewis. I think his name's Lewis, if that's how you pronounce it. Who was in two of the missions. He was in one of the missions in GTA 4 and in one of them in Lost in the Damned as well. So he's been in like both of the game and the expansion. But it didn't explain itself very much at all.
Right.
But you should watch it when you finish downloading it and say what you think next week, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. Because I must admit, I probably won't buy this one because after I got The Lost and the Damned, I can't seem to access my game save for the other game.
No?
No, not. I haven't had a major good look, but it once it said, do you want to play The Lost and the Damned?
Yeah.
Every time the game loads up, it doesn't load up as Grand Theft Auto 4. It loads up as Lost in the Damned. So it's kind of like you play the first game, complete it, then you're just bumming around. Then you get this one, complete it, bum around on your motorbike. Then you get this one, complete it, bum around. And because I'm quite enjoying just picking up the game and bumming around on a motorbike, I probably won't be in any hurry to get this. So if I like it, it'll probably put me in the stead to try and complete it. And I'm hoping that there must be something in there that once you've completed it, you can pick which environment you want to jump into.
There's got to be some way about it.
What about Assassin's Creed 2?
I thought the trailer they released was way too action-y.
I haven't seen the trailer, but
it was just full of, his name's not Alty, I know that, whatever his name, just
Alfred.
No, just attacking George. People. I like his new outfit though.
Yeah,
it looks like leathery.
I don't like all this gadget bollocks.
You only know about that because I told you about it.
I mean the gun?
No, the flying machine. Da Vinci flying machine thing.
Yeah, the flying machine, which of course never actually worked.
But I would like to see if they've got the Renaissance correct. And if they've been looking at their stuff. I'm sure they have.
Sure they haven't.
Ubisoft Montreal are really good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We will see because Renaissance was a really good time. And I'd like to see if they've nailed it. It's set in 1486. That's what the trailer introduced it as. And it's in Italy, of course.
That's cool. Speaking of Ubisoft, I was looking on one of my mate's Facebook's page I haven't looked at in ages, Kevin, who I did animation with at uni. Mm-hmm. And I found out he's working for Ubisoft now as an animator. But I don't know which one it is. Obviously, it's probably the one of the ones in the UK. But
there's one up north. but I don't know if they actually make much in the way of games.
Thing is, though, I know what Kevin's like. He probably, if there's a job, he'll move there, so he might not even be in this country for all I know. I'll have to have another look.
They've got loads of studios, Ubisoft, so he could be anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Ubisoft Romania, the only important studio.
What do they make?
They're making Silent Hunter 5. Submarine game.
And they made Silent Hunter 3 and Silent Hunter 4.
Okay.
And they did a bloody good job of them. Apart from the fact they're really buggy and the only supported screen resolution is 1024 by 768. And the fact the snorkel doesn't work properly, but I'll let them off for that. Because who uses that?
Yeah, who uses a snorkel?
There was a thing I saw in the paper of a dude that had built his own submarine.
I was going to buy my own submarine.
I think he was Asian. I can't remember where he was, though. And it just had a picture of him in the water with his little submarine half... well, coming out a bit, and he was poking out the top of it. It looked kind of weird.
It's just like a really tiny one-person submarine.
Yeah.
That's just two bathtubs sellotaped together with a little hole.
No.
I couldn't go in something that I had made. I'd have enough trouble going in like a nuclear submarine that, you know, has been running for years and has been fully tested without getting any sort of fear of being trapped in the damn thing.
But you must feel kind of claustrophobic being in a submarine.
Yeah, it's the idea of being under the water and not being in control of saying when you come back up again.
You press the button.
Yeah, but unless you're driving it, you know, or you're in command,
you're just stuck down there forever until you come out.
Someone else says, right.
Well, when you start running out of food, you'll have to surface, won't you?
Yeah, I've been survival crashing. But, yeah, Assassin's Creed 2, as you're saying, I'm looking forward to it. It's out in November, isn't it?
I think it's about that time, yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing another collector's edition with a statue, well, a figure again.
Mm.
Not sure if it'll be worth it, but...
I'm hoping that I'm not hoping, but I can imagine that this is going to hit some interest in people who probably missed out on the first Assassin's Creed and want to go back and play it and maybe go get the £19 downloadable off Games On Demand. But I imagine most people will be sensible and get it cheaper actually in the store.
You can get it for, like, what, £10, £5 pre-owned everywhere?
Yeah.
Because everyone's played it and finished it and traded it in.
Yeah. I didn't have much playability on it. I was kind of hoping that once you completed it, it would basically give you the entire environment unlocked.
What, just to run around in, yeah?
Yeah, even if they just gave you that castle that you could, that you have the end battle in, even if you couldn't get back into there.
Spoiler!
I haven't finished it.
Well, you don't necessarily which castle I'm talking about. It could be any other castle.
That's true.
But... even if they didn't, even if they let you go everywhere that you go to, and you know when you go into a place, there is the little hideout for the assassins. That it would be really cool if they just said, right, the game's over and done with, and now you can just do little missions. But because it's a memory, they won't let you do that. So the ending of the game is quite interesting because of the fact that there is something that you see and you look at it and it hints towards something, and it's something that's happening, because the game doesn't end where you think it will end.
No.
Because they really give it as an open end. And I would definitely recommend, do not play anything of Assassin's Creed 2 until you complete Assassin's Creed 1, because it makes a sense of where Assassin's Creed 2 is coming from when you get to the very end of the game.
I'll have to put aside some time to
I think the thing that got me playing it was the fact that I wanted to know what the hell was going on. So I completed it just to find out what was going on, and I just about found out. So there's still lots of questions unanswered, which I'm looking forward to finding out in this next game. But I am hoping that some of the issues that they've got around of the fact of that you're in a really lush city, you're an assassin, and you're limited on what you're doing, and it just felt like you're doing the same thing again and again and again, and it was only the storyline that made me see past that, and the fact that I just enjoyed running across rooftops and killing people, which is quite fun. But the whole constantly going up into the high area to go, oh yes, I've discovered more of the map because I can see it, and I'm going to sit on this bench and listen to someone, and it felt like you could have expanded further with it, with that game. And I was really hoping that you could just, once you completed it, just go around and they would give you people that were randomly generated in the world to go kill. that would have been cool. I could quite happily have carried on playing the game, and I would never would have got rid of it. But because you got to the end, there is no more playability to it.
You got rid of it?
Yeah, traded it in. There would have been the game. The mapping on that game is set up in such a lush way that you so could have just let people have this free, random generated levels after, you know, missions afterwards. You just randomly generate somebody looking nice in a good pair of rich threads, wandering around in a randomly determined building in any of those cities, and you've just got to go find him and kill him. And if you'd done that, I think the game probably would have carried on playing for quite some time, but I think it was one of those ones where it was so story-based, they just literally left you at a cliffhanger and then went, can't do anymore. Yeah, there you go. Turn the console off. So I'm hoping that they learn from their mistakes with this one and give a little bit more longevity to the game, because it did get stale quite quickly. But I absolutely loved it.
They might the do, anima- but I
the animation
surprised.
Control system for the climbing is absolutely amazing.
I
think it's the best climbing I've ever seen in a game, for the fact that it animates it due to the control points. And the fact that I've actually taken up rock climbing now, I've actually got a new love for that game, just the way that it actually picks his climbing points and changes his foot positions as he's going up, and doesn't do anything. If there's no choice upwards, he will just sit there and hang from his hands like you do in rock climbing and look at where to go. And it's not until you push to the side and redetermine your route that it changes it up a bit. So yeah, looking forward to it, definitely. Right, Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, we've got one more thing. They released, I don't know if it was released for PAX, I don't know, a cutscene from it, really. I'm not sure if it's okay. The first cutscene. Do you play the Ratchet and Clank games?
No, it's not something I got into while I actually had my PlayStation 2.
But they're on the PS3.
Well, yeah, I never limited on what games I bought for my PlayStation 3, because I had my PlayStation 2, never got the first couple ones that came out. And then I met someone who convinced me to get rid of my PlayStation 2 because Halo's the best game in the world. And I am glad that I listened to Paul, because I'm glad I owned an Xbox. He just kept going on and on and on and on about the Xbox Halo. And I was like,
that's rich coming from you, the biggest Xbox fan there is.
Exactly, you're the one who converted me. And then I went and went and got my Xbox, and I was really happy. I have owned PlayStation since then, but yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it's just a nice little cutscene that everyone should watch.
What an Xbox
for everyone
fanboy.
Who... Yes, I know. For everyone who play, you're an Xbox fanboy. For everyone who
was the last time I played on an Xbox?
A couple of days
ago. He's a PC fanboy.
A few days ago.
Tuesday, I played Braid.
There you go. When was the last time you played another console? Last guy, you played that ages ago. Anyway, as I was saying, what is it called? Can I see the show notes?
A crack in time.
I knew it was something in time, but I wasn't sure. I'm not going to spoil anything.
A giant blue hedgehog in time.
No, because something quite big happened in Tools of Destruction, which was the first PS3 Ratchet and Clank game, and then they did, of course, Quest for Booty, which was an expansion.
It had pirates.
Yes, it had pirates. So there's pirates in the first one as well.
It had pirates.
Okay, it had pirates. But of course, with that expansion, it was very short because they didn't spend that long making it, and it didn't come to a conclusion at the end. So he was just travelling further to find what he was looking for. But A Crack in Time continues on from that, except this time around he's got Quark with him, who's so cool. Sorry, I'm tapping, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm sure the listeners love to hear the tapping.
Sorry. I can't remember who does the voice for him, but I don't know, I really like the voice cast of Ratchet and Clank, which is cool. But, Is Adam going quiet again?
I know, I was just thinking. Okay.
No, he's not talking.
That just, something you said reminded me of it, Paul, with the pirates. I'll say it now because I will forget by next week's show. But on the 18th, people may not know this, but it's 18th is actually officially Pirates Day.
The 18th.
Yeah, 18th of September is Pirates Day, which Sarah loves because she loves pirates and zombies. But I also found out that I had a look on my Armory app on my iPhone, and I was just having a nosy to see what
right,
was happening.
Right, let's just fix a few things there, because it's not Pirate Day, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day, and it's also on the 19th.
That's good, it's a Saturday, so I didn't do that at work.
Yeah, it jumps across into it. But yeah, I saw it on the calendar on my iPhone. And
you might want to get that iPhone sorted then if it says the 18th.
It's got 18th, 19th, and then the next day. But I looked at it on the 18th and it said starts at 000. So it means 12 midnight, the 18th into the 19th. But anyway, yeah, I found out that if you go down into Booty Bay, a pirate ship will turn up on the 19th. That you can go on, something happens, yada yada yada.
Wow,
that's aimed at you.
That's high on my list of priorities. I've got my cooking quest to do, and it's on the other side of the world. I'm not going all the way to Booty Bay to see a pirate ship. I'm a night elf, not a fucking goblin.
Right.
Or worse yet, a flipping worgen.
Worgens.
I'd play as a goblin if I was playing it. I would
you have
play
to be
as one. They're really cute.
Yeah, but the great thing about goblins is the fact that they've got like the jetpack thing and the little car, and also the fact that they get full, the discounts on anything you buy. They get the reputation discounts on anything that they buy, which is quite cool. So if you don't like grinding reps, goblins are the way to go.
Have you got anything else to say on Ratchet and Clank?
I was just looking up on the release date of it. Although it's kind of disappointing because apparently it's due for release in North America on October 27th, even very close to my birthday, but
see,
it doesn't have a release date for the rest of the world, so Europe, so we might not be.
I was just about to say I might be tempted for it just for the fact that they do look quite good games, and I could do with a decent platform game on my PlayStation, because I've got myself into a bit of a bad routine now with owning two consoles. Everything that I play online or multiplayer, I play on my Xbox, and anything that's single player, I just play on my PlayStation.
If you are tempted to get it, start from the first one, because otherwise things will have happened in the new one, which you won't know what the hell's going on. Although you haven't played the original, it doesn't matter so much, because you can play the PS3 one on its own.
Right.
Without
having to have played all the PlayStation
stuff. You just miss out on Neil Flynn doing the voice of the thing, who's the Neil Flynn's the janitor from Scrubs.
He
did a voice in the first Ratchet and Clank as the guy that sells you like guns and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
But
fun.
It's a cool game. You should check it out because the first one's really cheap now, and of course the expansions are cheap because they retail at £15, I think. They either retail at £15 or £20 in stores, and then you can also buy it on the PSN.
Can you buy the full game on PlayStation Network?
What, the original?
Yeah, the first part.
No. You can buy... Okay. So you can buy Quest for Booty, and you'll be able to buy A Crack in Time off the PSN.
Right.
But that's it.
And those two, I need a particular game in advance, or are any of those running by themselves?
They run on their own.
Right.
Just you'll want to have played the original... the PS3 original to know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I might be tempted if I've got spare money, though at the moment I'm saving every penny for ODST.
I think the first one's only about £15 if you buy it in game or something like that. But
I mean
if you want to get ODST with the controller at all, then you've got to save up a fair bit for that.
Yeah, I imagine I'll be getting it without the controller because money is tight, seeing we're trying to move house. But it's my list is at the moment ODST, and then waits for November, and then it's either going to be Assassin's Creed, or I'm probably going to go Forza Motorsport 3. Just for the fact I love Forza. That's cool.
Yeah, get Forza Motorsport.
Yeah, I want to design more cars. I enjoyed designing my cars. I love my Peugeot that had the blue lightsaber going down the side. It was cool.
Oh, that's what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was cool. spent ages doing that, and then I lost my had my Xbox nick, so I, that's the only problem with it. All the card designs aren't saved in the cloud, so I lost them all. More stuff in the cloud.
Yeah.
I keep finding people in my friends list buying Avatar clothing, and I'm like, how much money
What is wrong with those people?
Yeah, it's like, how much money do you have to waste? I know some of it looks really cool, and they, I was looking at the Mass Effect armor and with the helmet and stuff, and I was like, I really want that, and I want a lightsaber, and I want Stormtrooper armor. No, must not buy it. Ah! I'll be wasting money.
Well, yeah, it's silly, because you're wasting money that you could spend on games instead.
Yeah, exactly. I want them to start doing stuff where if they turn around and said, right, Mass Effect, you can have everything that we've got on the store for free if you do every achievement. Even if they just said, yeah, okay.
Well, a lot of games, I think, are going to do that because...
A lot of games are giving you gamer pictures.
Yeah, a lot of games, like new stuff, is giving you gamer pictures.
You got one in Trials.
Yeah.
When he was playing it earlier.
I got... That was another game I tried was something Grid that's just come out.
Defense Grid.
Defense Grid.
You got a gamer picture when you started it up.
We might talk about that next week.
Right.
We'll be back next week with episode 169.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I've just realised I'm sat in the dark and I didn't notice.
So
I've been too busy staring at the screen and not realise that it's got that dark. I haven't turned the lights on in this room and I'm just sat in pitch blackness. Yay. Okay, right. We'll see you guys next week.